Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Monday, November 17th, 2014. Palestinian bus driver found dead near an illegal Israeli settlement in East Jerusalem. Meanwhile, troops invade West Bank communities and kidnap civilians. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. A Palestinian bus driver who works for the Egged Israeli Bus Company was found hanged to death by his bow tie amidst suspicion that Israeli fanatics killed him. Hassan Yusuf Ramouni, 32 years of age, from the Atur neighborhood in occupied East Jerusalem, was found dead hanging from his bow tie on one of the bus bars. The Israeli police alleges he committed suicide. The incident took place near Givat Shaul area of Jerusalem. His body was moved to Hadassah Israeli Hospital in Jerusalem, and it will be transferred to the Abu Kabir Forensic Center to determine the exact cause of death. Palestinian media sources in Jerusalem said signs of strangulation were apparent on Ramouni's neck, in addition to signs of violence on his body. Also in Jerusalem, Israeli soldiers kidnapped on Monday afternoon a young Palestinian man and a woman during nonviolent protest near Al-Aqsa Mosque in occupied East Jerusalem. The army and police violently assaulted the protesters who were demanding to enter Al-Aqsa Mosque. In other news, a number of extremist Israeli settlers invaded on Monday Palestinian farmlands west of the central West Bank city of Salfit and bulldozed agricultural lands to expand settlements industrial zone in the area. Local sources said that the settlers came from Ariel and Burkan industrial settlements built on Palestinian lands west of Salfit and bulldozed farmlands belonging to villagers of Haris, Kifl Haris, Deir Istia, and Burkin. Earlier on Monday at dawn, Israeli soldiers invaded a number of Palestinian communities in the West Bank district of Bethlehem and kidnapped 5 Palestinians, including a child. The army also kidnapped 3 children in occupied East Jerusalem. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Monday, November 17th, 2014 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.